That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and today we are joined by the one and only Larissa.
Yay, that was so professional. Gretchen Garrity, Happy Hour Podcast.
That's, I know, so cute. I always feel weird in the beginning. I'm like, I get all nervous. I'm like, I'm the host of this podcast. I'm like, this sounds so like,
which is funny because intense. You literally yap all the time. So that's...
I know, I should do no more intro and just start talking, be like, okay guys, so today, like,
yes, I'm ready. You guys, my voice is a little bit gone, so if I sound weird, that's why. I promise I usually don't sound like a rat, but we are at Coachella, and so things are happening and my voice is leaving.
Yeah.
And by things, I mean Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish.
Yeah. And late nights and dusty throats and ears. Yeah.
And talking all night and not drinking enough water. Yeah. And therefore, my voice is leaving. But I feel like it's gotten a little bit better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I don't sound like this.
I know. Sydney's is the worst. You can't hear a word you're saying. I feel like I sounded more raspy like that this morning, but I feel like as the day goes on, I'm good. Like, I'm worse in the morning and night. Yeah. But now I'm okay.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of like when you have a cold and then you're really bad at night. Mm-hmm. And then during the day, you're like, I'm thriving.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm dead. Yeah.
I feel like we need like cough drops for you guys or something.
It's funny because I have cough drops. I literally could grab and give it to people. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
You need, maybe that would help. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't help.
I'm like, sure. Like, that sounds great.
Singing as loud as you can to Lana Del Rey. You're like, I don't think a cough drop's really going to help.
No, literally. I'm like, oh my God, my voice is going to come back. And then Billy started like playing songs and I was like, okay, my voice is like gone. I was like, oh shit. Nice.
You guys, this has been a long time coming for Larissa to be on the pod. I feel like we've talked about this since Hawaii, like since Hawaii. I first met you.
And I feel like we've planned it too, but then we never have time.
I know.
We never have time to like sit down. And I've never done a podcast, so this is my first podcast.
Really?
Yes. Like, oh, very first, very exciting. I've never like heard my voice because I hate my voice. So I'm trying to think of what it's going to sound like.
Oh, it'll be great.
On a podcast.
It'll be amazing.
I'm just hearing it. I'm like, oh my God, it's horrible.
I feel like it's more how you sound, but then like on like a voicemail or something, you're like, ew, that's me. But then I feel like this is like normal.
Yeah, but I've never been on one, and we've been planning it since Hawaii. We tried Hawaii, we tried St. Lucia. Aspen was a mess. There was no way we could have done it. And then now we're like, you know what? Which is funny because Coachella, you would think it's like the busiest time.
I know.
And we're like, podcast.
I'm like, I'm bringing the mic. It's happening. Which luckily during the day, I feel like we do have like a lot of downtime. Yeah. So it works out.
We have time to do this.
But the days like fly by.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, there's so much time to do this and this. And suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to leave in a couple hours. Like, we got to get ready. We got to
hurry. And we're not ready.
Yeah. We both have our hair. Yeah. So that's good. But when this is done, we're going to be hustling to do our makeup.
Well, your makeup looks beautiful already.
Oh, thank you. Look cute.
Like, it looks so good.
I know Peyton at like 8 a.m. She's like, why is your makeup done? And I'm like, well, I had to take a picture. So I literally just did like skin tint mascara really quick.
No, but
I'm like,
looks good.
Maybe I'll just put on some more on top of this and be like,
I woke
good
up
to
today
go.
At 11 a.m. Like, no alarm, nothing.
You needed.
I woke up and I looked at the clock and I was like, oh my God, it's so late.
You need it. Your body was probably like, I need rest. Like,
okay,
right
but
now.
11 a.m. here in Milwaukee, that's 1 p.m. Yeah. I woke up at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's. I feel like you adjust, or I don't even know if it's adjusting, but it's more so like for Coachella, you stay up so late that you just sleep in. Yeah. And like, even though it's way late our time.
And this is my first Coachella. Everyone, this is my first Coachella in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I just started traveling. Like literally Hawaii, I think, was my first big travel.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just getting used to like traveling and being away from home and then, you know, going back and keeping up with my routine again and all that stuff. So I think that's why I get so tired. Like, every time I go back home, I get sick.
I know trips take like a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Wait, that's funny. You're like, that was like my first big trip. And they're like, okay, get ready in a couple weeks, St. Lucia. Oh, and we're going to Aspen. Oh, and Coachella. Like, you never have a moment.
I didn't have a single moment to like
go home to unpack and repack.
To literally be like, okay. And I also went to Vegas in between.
Mm-hmm.
In between, I think it was right before Hawaii.
Was that the convention?
Yeah, it was a convention. Mm-hmm. It was like a book thing. So I went to Vegas and then I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then it was everything back and forth. Yeah. It was so fun, though. I regret nothing, but...
I know. And especially Coachella, everyone goes home and is sick. Because you're just, like, breathing in dust the whole time. You're so dehydrated.
And there's so many people. Lots of travel. There's people around everywhere.
Wait, I didn't even think about that, but probably just coming in contact with so many people, like, germs and, like...
Like, 100%, there's people everywhere. And, like, obviously, we're all sharing each other's germs.
Yeah.
And it's going through the dust and everything. Like, technically, if you think about it, yesterday, Taylor was at Coachella, and so was I, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, one dust particle... like made it through.
So she got us sick. We got her germs.
So basically I have Taylor germs.
We got Taylor's cold.
On me right now.
Taylor coughed on us and we're happy about it.
And I'm very excited. I hope I never recover.
Wait, you actually though, like shared a moment with Kendall and Justin. We need to say this right here now, you guys.
This is very important. Like,
Tell them right now what happened.
You guys. So I went all the way to the front. Because with artist passes, obviously I don't know like what artist pass consists of. But you can basically get all the way to the front.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all the way up there for Lana. And I was there like an hour before Lana. I was like, I'm not moving. I'm going to sit right here and I'm going to wait. So as we're like waiting, people are coming and going from the like... artist VIP section, and the first person I saw, this is really funny, I saw Rico from Hannah Montana. Like, I'm the man who has the beef, I'm the man who has the jerkit, you know?
I knew exactly who you meant right away. Like, you maybe you wouldn't know like Rico from Hannah Montana. I'm like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Exactly, he was the first one I saw. And then from there, Billy came and was right in front of me, and that's when I absolutely
did. They know each other? Were they like,
they were together? Yeah, they were like hanging out.
No,
everybody was hanging out.
Billy knows Rico.
Yeah, and Rico was hanging out with Justin and Kendall. What? And all of them. Why? I don't
That's
know.
Like, but they were all talking. Collide.
And then Sabrina came with Barry. So, like, they came to hang out. And
Sabrina's also, like, talking to
Billy. I love
Sabrina.
Oh, my God.
Kendall.
She's so cute. So beautiful. Like, she looked stunning.
Wait, was that so weird to see all these celebrities, like, interacting?
Yes. I was, like,
Disney Channel crossover. Yeah.
Because, okay, nobody around me cared. Like, everybody was just kind of like, la, la, la. And I'm like, okay, I'm a,
no, but
I'm
they
a
do
fangirl to my core. Like, I care. I care
like
so
if they're
much.
Paying attention, like they have to be noticing,
right? Like I'm like, this is insane. How is nobody freaking out about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kendall came, and she's the one that had a security guard,
mm-hmm.
which was so cool. Like seeing her, she had a little hoodie on. She looked so beautiful.
It looked like she had a hoodie or jacket over a hat. Like she was so trying to be in disguise.
She was like hidden, and then
which
Justin
doesn't help
came.
At all. You could like clearly see that that's her face.
No, exactly. She's just so beautiful. You're like that's Kendall
and like Bennett. Tall and like. And, like, has a bodyguard. Like, you kind of stick out.
And then Justin came in after that with Haley. It took me a second to see Haley because she was also wearing a hoodie.
Oh,
with glasses
God.
On. But they were so cute. Like, the whole time they were, like, hugging and kissing, like, to Lana. It was the cutest fucking thing. Like, Young and Beautiful was playing and they were, like, hugging during it. That's so cute.
Wait, that was the real show.
Yeah.
I wish I was there. Because we were in a different spot, you guys. There's, like, such a big group of us. And... yeah, you definitely were in the right spot at the right time getting there so early.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously going to be like right at the front. And I'm sad I missed it.
But you were kind of next to me a little bit.
Like close.
To the corner. Yeah.
I know. We had less interesting people in front of us. We just had... No, but that sounds like you're like talking crap about Alex Earl. But it was Alex Earl and her whole crowd, which is cool. But I'm like, I want to see Haley and Justin.
Yeah, it was so cool. And I was like trying to discreetly get a picture without being weird because I didn't want to bother anyone.
No, your picture was perfect.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to bother anyone. I don't want them to think like I'm annoying.
Yeah.
I was scared. I was like, what if my flash goes on? Wouldn't that be so funny?
Oh my gosh, I would never recover.
I'm like going to take a picture, the flash goes.
I would be so embarrassed. I'm sure that happens to them all the time.
Yeah, and I didn't want them to feel that way. I was
Do you
like,
feel like they saw you taking a picture of them? Because I feel
no,
like they didn't.
I feel like they didn't.
I feel like that was the perfect, like, from the side, like, you didn't bother them.
I feel like they probably are aware, obviously, of people constantly taking pictures.
Yeah.
But I didn't want them to feel that way because they're there, like, to have fun and to listen to Lana.
And that's better, well... I think that's still better than going up to them because, you guys, if you're like me, you're probably like, what? People aren't going up to them, but we're just like, no, like, I feel like everyone around, like, sees them, but, like, no one's really trying to bother them. And when you're an artist, you know that there's going to be, like, celebrities around, but they're also trying to, like, watch the show or listen to the performer or whatever it is, so you don't really want to bother them. But, like, I'm sure everyone secretly takes pictures of them.
Yeah, that was my exact reaction. I was like, nobody's freaking out. why is nobody freaking out? And then I realized,
you're okay, like, hello, you're, everyone, are you seeing this?
I was like, do you guys
this?
Not see this?
It's Justin Bieber.
This is important.
Like, what the heck?
Like, I was freaking out the most about Billie Eilish. I think that was like my, that was my big moment of like, oh my God, that's Billie Eilish.
I feel like I would just see her and like try to give her a hug. I'm so delusional, you guys. I told Larissa, I feel like Taylor and Billie are like our friends. Like, to me, they're just like normal.
100%.
I don't know why they just seem like approachable to me and like friendly.
Yeah, like I feel like I could be Billie. I feel like she could be friends with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, she probably would hate me and think I'm so annoying.
No, she wouldn't.
But in my delusional mind, I'm like, she's my best
friend. She gives like the most friendly, like genuine, warm. Like, I just feel like she would come up to all of us and give us a hug and like smile and like be a sweetie.
And she was so like, she's so tiny. Mm-hmm. Literally just sitting there, and she was talking to everyone, like dancing.
What was she wearing? Was she in a jersey? Like,
how she was the jersey was yesterday. She was wearing a big
jacket that she wore when she went on stage.
Yeah,
because you guys, freaking Billie's in front of Larissa. Larissa is pre-gaming with Billie before she performs.
Basically.
But like, how cool that she literally saw Billie in front of her and then she disappears and is on the stage and you're like, oh, what?
No, I literally lost track of her. I was like, oh my God, Billie's gone. And I was like, my world is shattered. I'm not going to see Billie
like,
again.
Where'd she
All
go?
Of a sudden, she's on stage with Lana. And I'm like, oh.
So my God. After she performed, did she like come back out in the crowd or no?
No,
like,
then she left. Yeah. That was after that she left. I didn't see
her. You're like, come back.
And I was like, come back. Let's hang.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's insane.
Billie is so cool.
She, like, her music just saved my life. So I, all like, she's everything to me.
Yeah.
So seeing her right in front of me, obviously I wasn't able to tell her any of that, but I'm like,
I know.
It was enough.
You're like, feel the vibes that I'm sending your way.
Feel the fact that I love you
so
much.
So much love. I literally was thinking that yesterday when she was just dancing on the stage with all her friends, her hangout, that I wish, I was just thinking, like, if she walked by me, I would just be like, I literally love you. Like, you are so cool.
Yeah, I just love her so much. Like, When the Party's Over came out, was at the perfect time that I needed it. And it just, like, changed my life. And I was, like, through her words, I was like, wow, you get me. Like, someone understands exactly what I'm feeling. And that's just, like, something you want to tell them. But even though
I'm sure many people relate. And, like, she probably has had so many people say that.
If I actually went up to her, though, I feel like I would blank. I don't even know if I'd be able to say that.
No, we would definitely, like, say something really stupid and, like, actually get
you. You look so cute.
I would be like, oh, my God, you're Billie. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, bye.
She'd be like, in the flesh. Yep. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, we have so much to talk about. We're like 10 minutes
Let's start talking
about this. Okay, yeah, so we're at Coachella. Is this how you thought it was gonna be?
Yes, but I thought it was gonna be way more stressful than it is. I definitely am more relaxed because I get really bad anxiety in like big places and stuff. I told you before, but I'm not feeling that at all.
Good.
Like, I'm just feeling happy. I feel like it's also the family and like the people that we're with make me feel so welcome and stuff like that. Like, all the girls are so nice. Mm-hmm. Nobody's weird. Nobody like makes you feel left out or anything. So I'm just like, this is so great.
I know. And I feel like in a big group and with people that have gone before and like our management team feeling so like knowledgeable and like they know what's going on, you just feel like, oh, I get to like be along for the ride and everyone's like taking care of things. And so it's so nice. Like, if you and me were here on our own, we probably would be like, okay, like we got to leave at this time to like go to the shuttle and be more like on it.
Yeah.
And be like aware. So it's kind of nice being in a big group.
Yeah. And it's very nice because Tabor Walk is literally like, okay, leave at this time, come back at this time. This is when breakfast is. This is when.
So they're, you kind of have a schedule. They're our parents.
They're literally our parents. And it's
mom and dad.
They treat us so nicely. And like, you just have all these girls that you would have not met. Like, I would have not met you.
I know.
Without this, you know? And that's a friendship that I'm like, oh my God, I cherish this friendship. And I wouldn't have had it if it wasn't for this. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's great to like have all the girlies be together. And then also, you're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
And in a big group of people, everyone can kind of go do their own thing, but then come back all together.
Yep.
And stuff.
Everyone just mingles around.
Yeah. So I'm definitely not as stressed as I thought I was going to be.
I love that. I know. I feel like as I've matured over the years, I'm like, I can take out of Coachella what I want, and like make it the experience I want instead of like forcing myself to go at 2 p.m., leave at 2 a.m., go hard, go crazy every day, do every event, like run yourself into the ground. You can be like, okay, like yesterday we came at the perfect time. Larissa and I came like a little bit later and it was getting a little bit more cool and it was so chill and, you know.
And then we went to Billie's party and listened to three new songs, which was amazing.
Yes.
And we literally just got to have like, the food was good. The food is expensive though.
It's so expensive.
That's wild. I was like, oh, can I have this pizza? It was like the smallest pizza. The guy's like, $30. I was like, excuse me.
Yeah. I know. I think my little order of sliders that I like is also $30.
Yeah.
Like a little crazy.
Okay, whatever.
You're like, YOLO, it's Coachella.
I was like, sure.
I know.
But it was just, it's really nice. I'm definitely going to remember this forever. It's also something that was like on my bucket list.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Coachella would be crazy to like go there. I love music. I just love being in like festivals outside.
I know your outfits have been so good. You know, I feel like you're so creative and been so on it with the hairstyle and the makeup and the outfits.
Every single thing from Amazon. Like I haven't gone to any of those like big stores or anything. So I was scared. I was scared that my outfits weren't going to match the vibes.
You got like 10 compliments yesterday when we were walking in. I know. It's so like, nice. I love your outfit. I love your outfit. Your outfit's so good.
It was giving Jack Sparrow, you guys. Like picture a pirate. And that's what
it was. No, it was literally so good. I love like a sheer maxi skirt moment. Yeah. It was so perfect in the belt. And we both had fringy black tops.
Yeah, yeah, you are always killing it. So I feel like you're a Coachella OG. You've been here for you're like always here.
I like try. My outfits are not really it this year, but I'm more focused on like being comfortable, honestly, than like in years past I would like wear a bodysuit and be like, perfect, that's all I need. And I'm like, Gretchen, no. Like you're so uncomfortable. Just like be cozy.
I feel like that's the best part when you go to actually have fun too. Mm-hmm. Like you want to get your pictures, you want to get your stuff, of course. But when you go to actually see the artists and have a good time with friends, I think that's the best.
I know. I think just maybe in years past, I felt like how you were saying, like, you feel so overwhelmed and, like, stressed. And maybe I felt like I had to go to every stage to see all these performers. And I remember, like, running back and forth, stressing myself out, losing my wallet, losing my whatever. Like, not chilling or, like, getting a glass of water. Like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So now I'm like, okay, you can, like, go a little bit later. And I feel like when the sun sets and it's cooler and it's just even more, like, comfortable.
Yeah.
And not, like, the chaos of the day and people running around.
I know. No, it's been great, honestly. I have zero complaints. And today is the last day, so we're going to see Doja Cat.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be really good.
Who do you think is going to come on with her?
That's my exact... I was just trying to figure that out when they were doing my hair. Because she has songs with so many people.
Yeah.
Like, she has songs with SZA, for instance.
Yeah.
And, like, Ariana, Tyga. She has a
Justin Bieber, please! Please, oh, please!
Okay, you know what,
we know you're here!
J Balvin is performing. And he has a Sorry remix with Justin. So, like, possibly... I feel like I'm being delusional.
We're getting our hopes up. I know. We're like, maybe Taylor will come on with Lana.
I really thought. I was like, it's going to happen.
I really thought Taylor was going to come on for Super Bowl and Justin Bieber, and neither of them.
Yeah. Not a single one.
Like, don't let us down.
Which is funny because they were there.
But we just know vibing. You're here. You're literally Larissa's bestie. You like hung out with her all of Lana.
I literally saw you. You came to Coachella with me,
guys,
practically.
I am so fake because I posted Larissa's photo in my Instagram dump. Everyone's like, oh my God, you're next to Justin. I'm like, yes, he literally is so sweet. It's Larissa's photo.
I pictured you when you were there. Honestly, I love that.
What if he was like standing next to you and like looked over at you or something? What would you say to him?
I think then I would probably be like, oh my God, hi, I love your music or something.
Like, hi. But you said you knew that he doesn't like when we flash her photos. Yeah, he doesn't. Heard that?
Well, I've just seen around that he doesn't really love. Like, I feel like he likes human interactions more.
Yeah.
So I feel like if someone were to say something.
Kind of a photo, he probably feels like, am I like a circus animal?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have asked for a picture because I would have been scared to make him feel uncomfortable. Yeah. So I probably would have just had that moment to say hi.
Yeah.
And to just be like, hey, I love your stuff. And like, that's it. You know, kind of leave it at that.
I want
to
see Haley and Kendall. You said, I feel like what everyone says, they're like, oh my God, they're even more beautiful in person. Like, they're so perfect looking.
I wanted to cry. I was like, you guys are like angels. What the heck? How do people look like that?
I feel like one of my friends in years past said that she saw them in Artist, and she's like, I kid you not, I could not believe my eyes because they had someone take a picture of them, one picture, like one flash photo, and it's like them smiling, like dark out, bandanas on. They take the picture, like post it immediately to Instagram. They're like, we can never. Can you imagine? They take one photo, look amazing. They're angels, post it, done. We're like, we take 300 and we don't even like them. Like, what do you
mean? Take 300, have to still edit them, have to make sure I like them, then post the next day.
I can't.
Can't even post right now.
I know. I'm like, wow, that's when you know.
that's when you know they're literally perfect.
Stunning.
And they look like they were having a good time, which was nice. Like, they were just jamming to Lana.
I know, that's sweet. Yeah. Seeing them just be like regular people. Okay, is this your first time in Palm Springs too?
Yes.
Is that so how you thought
I've
it would
been
be?
To California before.
Yeah.
Because I came, what did I come for? I came for... I want to see, oh, Harry. Oh my God. I came to watch Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
So in I LA? Came to California. Yes. So
Crypto?
That was my first time
okay.
that I went to California, and it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It was so nice. It was so great. And Harry was fantastic. Like, that's like my top people are Taylor, Lana, Billy, and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Gracie Abrams. I don't know if you know. Gracie Abrams is amazing. But I was so excited.
I think we had her at the Eras Tour. And she didn't she come on with
the Eras
on the time?
I
we had
didn't.
Her.
I didn't. sobbing.
I'm sorry.
I did go to a Gracie concert long ago, like a tiny one next to me. So it's okay. I've got to see.
Okay, good.
But I didn't get to see her with Lana, which makes me, with Taylor, which makes me sad.
Okay, we're going again.
We're going again. Eras Tour, round two.
I literally would go again. It was so good.
Of course. I would go a million times if you let me. Mm-hmm. If you let me go every day of my life.
Who has tickets to every Eras Tour for Larissa?
Literally. I was thinking the other day. I was like, wow. I was talking to my mom and I said, Taylor gets to go to every Eras Tour. My mom was like, girl.
You're like, why does she get to go to every tour?
Isn't that crazy?
Or, but honestly, think about like her friends and family that are just like, oh yeah, like, yeah, like just accepted my ticket and Ticketmaster, like on my way, like I'm good. Like they just get them for That's everyone. Insane.
I need to, if anyone has any way to make me be best friends with Taylor Swift, please and thank you. I would like to be best friends with Taylor, Billy, and I would like to be best friends with
Lana.
Can
you imagine anyone associated with them at all in the slightest? Like neighbors at home from childhood, everyone's probably coming out of the woodworks when 100%. They have tours to like come to the shows
Can
or whatever.
I go? I feel like Billy's going to have a tour soon because she has a new album coming out. But then Lana also has a new album
and
coming
And you're like,
out.
Well, now I'm connected because I know you because we went to Coachella
together.
Now I
know you, so now I can text you and be like, hey.
So hook me up, please, with the ticket.
She's like, who is this?
Who are you again?
Me. Come on.
We go way back. Okay, so that's Coachella.
Yes, that's Palm a wrap. Springs.
What's been your favorite outfit? Do you think it was yesterday or?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So the full black outfit, I think, was my favorite. First of all, because I was comfortable. Mm-hmm. I think with the blue outfit, I really liked it because it gave Lana.
Yeah.
And it was like fairy, like butterflies, but I was uncomfortable.
Really?
Because it's a corset. So I was like feeling like tight.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. I like to jump around. Like you saw, I like to jump around a lot.
Yesterday was so good.
Yeah, and like scream my heart out.
What are you wearing today?
Today is going to be like a, is it the word bohemian? Is that the word? Mm-hmm. Like something like that. It's like a long looking bohemian thing.
Cute.
And underneath it's going to be shorts and a black top.
Perfect. And oh, it's like is it like a vest?
Yes, like a cover,
like long?
Long kind of thing.
Okay.
Yes, like and knit. It's like different colors.
Okay.
And then I'm going to probably do different color eyeshadows.
Cute.
Because I did the blue on
and that was
Friday.
Good.
I really liked it.
With the outfit, that was really good.
Yeah, so then I'll probably do that and we'll see how it looks. I feel like with this hair, it could look cute.
Yeah.
And then you can
have
my
boots. Perfect hair for it.
Because I'm not doing the boots, so you can wear the boots.
Okay, perfect.
They're super dirty from last night, but you can wear. Gretchen and I have the same feet size, if anyone's
I know. Well, she really is 7.5, but I like cram my little feet in there.
Well, you were 8. You're not that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is funny. I feel like you and I have so much in common that we didn't realize until like we met and I was like, wow, this person from all across the world has so much
in common. I know. You guys, I literally wrote this in my notes and like, I was going to ask you, are you glad that we are roomies in Hawaii and now we're going to be roomies forever? Like on every trip forever, you guys know we're always roomies.
It's literally never going to be that I have another, if I ever have another roommate, I'm going to be like, excuse me, this is so weird.
You're going to be like, oh my God, you're clean. I'm used to Gretchen's mess.
Yeah, I don't really like this. I don't feel comfortable.
Wait, I posted that video on my TikTok this
you
morning.
You did?
Did you see?
No, I have to go look. That's so
funny. You guys,
funny.
Larissa left me a little gem in my camera roll.
You guys go watch it on Gretchen's TikTok. It's literally me showing what it's like to be in Gretchen's
living
presence.
With me, aka a pigsty,
a mess. But you know what? I'm kind of messy too.
Yeah.
But since
but
you weren't
clean
here night
trip.
One, yeah, you were here night one.
You're so clean.
So I was like, I'm gonna clean everything, and then Gretchen's gonna get here and it's gonna be great, and she's gonna be so happy. And then you made a mess.
Oh yeah, I made a mess. I'm like, maybe I'll unpack in my suitcase. God, no, it's like in a big pile. But I'm like, okay, Larissa, everything's like on hangers. Your toiletries are in the drawers. I'm like, what's going on?
And I even told you, I was like, I left the left side of the drawers for you. You didn't even use it.
No, it's just everywhere.
I knew you were going to use it. I like yesterday went over there and I closed your little bag with your freaking.
Like, okay, I'll unpack for you with my Slim Jim.
With your Slim Jim in there. I was like, I'm going to fix it up for you.
You unpack the Slim Jim for me, like lay it out.
But Hawaii was like, when. Well, obviously, I went to Hawaii not knowing anyone. Mm-hmm. So I went, first of all, first time, like, traveling really far because I don't love planes. Mm-hmm. So traveling really far with people I did not know. Like, I knew of you guys, but I didn't know if you guys were, like, nice, what you guys were going to be like or anything. And everybody already knew each other, you guys. So I kind of came in, like, you know,
nervous.
And then my flight was delayed. I got there when we were going on the hike already.
Of course, you're the one that's like stressed about planes and flights and stuff. And then your flight gets delayed and you're stuck in Oahu for the night.
Yes, I was stuck in Oahu by myself. And then I had to go to the next day to meet you guys. And then we went straight to the hike at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not, okay, I do not do like activities.
Where is that? flies to Kauai, gets in the car, and we're like, surprise, we're going on like a long ass hike.
I know, I was like, hey, you guys, it's nice to meet you. I'm so excited for
you're
this.
You're like, I literally can't wait. Nothing else I'd rather do.
Now that you know me, you're like, she hated life. But before, I was like, oh my God, you guys, so fun. Like, I'm tying this amazing.
Guys, go watch her TikTok. The one you'll see, you have to go back always, but it's the sound that's like, I'm tired of this, grandpa. Yeah.
Is that too what damn bad. Yeah. Yeah, that was you guys to me. But then being your roomie was perfect. I feel like we talked all night.
Yeah.
We got to know each other so deeply. And then we were roomies again in St. Lucia. Now we're roomies again.
Yeah, we're like, we're never going to not
we're
be roomies.
We're just never going to not be roomies. This is it. This is the, it works so well.
We vibe. Because you're Cancer.
Yes.
That's why. I think that's why. We like
Because you're Pisces, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we really hit it off. And you did. You told me you like Cancers.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah. Obsessed. So. I always click right away with my water sign.
That's me. That's why I'm so emotional. That's why I was sobbing to Lana Del Rey. Makes sense.
As you should. Interrupting to tell you guys that this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I know I've talked a bunch about how much therapy has helped me in my life, and we all carry around stressors, big and small, so it can just feel good to get it off your chest, especially if you're someone who bottles things in. I really think you could benefit from therapy to work through whatever's been weighing you down. If you ever consider therapy, now could be a good time to try out BetterHelp. It always feels like your therapist can offer a new viewpoint or just ask a question that really gets you thinking. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and so convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a short questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is so nice to make sure it's a good fit. Visit betterhelp.com/Gretchen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. Wait, I always use it this in the beginning of all my episodes, and now we're like, you know, 25 minutes in, but I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure it's gonna be like where we're at right now, but I always say something I'm happy about in this week or this moment that I'm recording, and then also like a happy quote, happy idea, phrase, something like that. So what are you happy about in this moment?
Because it's the happy hour podcast. That is so cute. I just love you. Okay. What am I happy about at this moment? Obviously, I'm happy about being here in this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, I kid you not, last year I saw Coachella from my couch. And I was watching on the computer and I was like, this is so cool. Mm. I love the music. I love the people. Like Blackpink is a huge, I love Blackpink. Mm-hmm. So when I saw Blackpink perform, I don't know if it was last year or the year before
that.
Last year, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, this would be everything to be there with these people and like just be in a place where everybody loves the same thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's just happy and having a good time and supporting each other. Mm-hmm. That's what I always wanted. And now being here, it's insane. I don't even think it's fully clicked for me.
Yeah.
I think when I go home, I'm going to be like, oh my God.
I went
to Coachella. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. So that's probably my happiest thing right now. And just the fact that like we all have, like there's a lot of girls here and everybody has different content. Everybody has different things and their different style, but everybody supports each other and takes each other's pictures and like is in each other's videos. Mm-hmm. And when one of us like hits a milestone, it's like so exciting for everyone.
I know.
So I really love that.
Aww.
Those are things I'm happy about.
I know, you guys listening, if you follow Talitha, she just hit 1 million on TikTok and it was so fun yesterday. Yeah. We like pop champagne and...
And we were having such a good time and she had like the cheesecake. Did she ever eat the cheesecake?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell her to go eat it.
Eat your cheesecake.
If you don't eat your cheesecake, like I'm going to go
eat
your cheesecake.
We will for you.
But it's just, I love that because I feel like growing up, I didn't get to see a lot of women supporting women. Mm-hmm. I got to see a lot of like women fighting with each other to like get to the top or whatever. And I didn't really like that because I feel like everyone can be together up there and everyone can support each other. And now I started seeing a lot of that. Like now seeing, for instance, like Lana perform with Billie.
Mm-hmm.
Two like completely different musicians, but coming
so
together.
True.
And seeing Taylor collab with Lana and stuff like that. Like squashing any kind of comparison and things like that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say, oh, I like Taylor's music more than I like Billie's music. No, you can like Taylor's music and also like Billie's music.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to compare. And I think that's something I love about our group of people is we're all like that. It's never a comparison thing. It's just everyone doing their own thing and having fun.
We all have that good energy here.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like our management's very specific about signing on people that they think have like a good heart and are going to be really like welcoming and friendly to everyone and like... a good vibe.
Yeah, which I love that. And then a happy quote. Okay, a happy quote.
Or like a favorite quote you live by or something.
Oh my gosh. Okay. the tattoo I have, which is I had the time of my life fighting dragons with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a happy quote, but I feel like it's a like Long Live is my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows like the times you have with people having the time of your life. doing whatever it is. Like fighting dragons is, you know, you're like doing something that's scary, but having the time of your life doing it with somebody that you love. I love that quote. And I also love this quote. I'll love you for the both of us. It's like a depression quote from this book that I read called God of Fury. Anyone, if you're listening, go read God of Fury by Rena Kent. And it's a quote that one of them says to the other one. Like, even if you don't love yourself right now, I'll love you for the both of us.
So I have chills.
I love that. Yeah. And I got both of those tattooed on me because I was like, this is so special to me.
Wait, I knew about that one, but I didn't know that I'll love you for the both of us.
Is kind of new. I feel like I saw you. Wait, I feel like I saw you when I had this. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But this is kind of new. That's why. And this one's like new too. See? Like, you guys can't see anything, but I'm showing her my tattoos.
Wait, yeah, give us a tour.
No, wait, you can't see.
I mean, you guys can see.
I have a tattoo tour on YouTube if anyone wants to go
really?
Watch it.
Yeah. Okay, they need to go watch.
I just did one. So I have like the four keeps on my hand is for Binding and Keeping 13, which is one of my favorite books. And then I have two Taylor ones. I have a Mirrorball and an Archer going through each other. And that's for the Archer and Mirrorball because those are my favorite songs. And then Long Live because it's my favorite song. This is just a snake. Like, it gives reputation, but that's not what I meant to do.
Yeah, it does.
And then just I have shenanigans all over my hands. Because I always love to wear rings. And then I started getting really allergic to rings. And so now I'm like, okay, I'm going to get tattoos for like the decoration on my hands. That's why I have this heart right here for Giant.
Yeah.
Because it's in my ring finger. But since I don't wear a ring, I was like, here's a heart.
Giant is her husband, you guys.
Yes, you guys. So Giancarlo is his name. His name's not Giant. But everybody's always like, is his name Giant? I'm like, no.
I literally think of him as Giant. Like, Giancarlo, I'd be like, who is that?
Who is Giancarlo? I don't know who that is. It's because when...
People just call him John or like Giancarlo?
Giancarlo. Well, no. His friends all the time call him John or call him... I don't really know if they like... Johnny? What's Gianca is like a big nickname for him. That's what I was trying to remember. Gianca. I feel like his family calls him Gianca.
Funny.
Which is funny, right? It's like, like I don't even really know what that is, Gianca. It's cute, though.
Would you say to his family, Giant, and they would know he mean? Do you? Always
like, because I'm always like, Giant this, Giant that. Now they all know. I feel like in the beginning, they were probably like, why is she calling you that? And they probably assumed that it's because he's tall, but it's not. So me and my best friend, Lauren, a long time ago, when I first met him, we're talking about him through text, like, you know, the tea, spilling the tea. And I was like, oh my God, there's this guy at work. He's so cute, blah, blah. And then I told him Giancarlo, and she went to go type Giancarlo, and her phone autocorrected it to Giant. And it kept doing it. Every time it was like Giant.
Wait, I think I thought it was because he's tall.
No, yeah. And now it works because he's tall. So now we're like Giant. And then everybody just knows him as Giant. And some people just think that's his name. And I'm like, yes.
Wait, I love that.
I do that with my mom too because I call her Eureka. And so everybody thinks her name's Eureka, but it's Erica. It's not Eureka.
That's so funny.
That's because of the OC. Funny story. I was like with my mom. No, I was in my house with my friend. And I was like 12 years old. And we were making a ruckus outside, like laughing, talking about a show. We were watching The OC. It was like 3 a.m. My mom had work the next day. And it was during the part of The OC where Ryan and Seth were talking. And Seth was like, Eureka, Ryan, Eureka. And my mom comes out right at that time. And she picks up a little chancleta and just chucks it at the window. And she's like, be quiet. And I was like, Eureka, Mom, Eureka. And it's such a fond memory of mine. It just stuck in my brain. I'm like, Eureka.
That's so funny. Yeah,
that's what I call her. So
Eureka.
Funny. Eureka. And
but it's funny because it's close to Erica.
Yeah. That's why everybody's like, Eureka, is that her name? I'm like, sure.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I love that. But yeah, you guys, the heart on her. Yeah. It's so funny because right when we met you, of course, we're like 21 questions. We're like, tell us about this. Where do you live? Where are you from? And we're like, okay, do you have a boyfriend? And you're like, oh yeah, husband. And we're like, what? We had no idea. And you're like, at that time, he was not really on your social media.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, well, you like wouldn't know. And like, I don't like the way a ring feels. And so I just have a heart. And I'm like, that's really so cute to have a heart tattooed on your finger.
Yeah, basically the story with that is when I started doing, well, I started doing social media. It was only 2 years ago. So it wasn't like a long time ago that I started taking it seriously. And I started just doing book stuff. So first of all, I didn't really know how to include my personal life in it too much.
This is good. I wanted us to get into all this.
Without getting
2 years
like,
ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
It's like recent.
Recent, yeah. Because you've been doing it for so long. Like,
yeah.
All the girls here have been doing it for so long. I feel like I'm the newest one. And like I didn't know how to incorporate my personal life without making it too much. And then still talk about books and all that stuff. And Giant at the time was in law school. So we were also kind of scared of I don't know how it's going to be to get a job if you're all over social media. And like, he couldn't even have another job like outside of law school. Mm-hmm. You have to pay it with loans and that's it. Like, you have to just study. Mm-hmm. So I was very scared of me portraying him in like something bad, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And then him not being able to get a job and stuff. So I deleted all of everything I had with him on Instagram because I was like, whoa, so scared.
I don't need professors going to check up on him.
What if something happens? Mm-hmm. What if I mess this up? And then I was also like starting social media and my following was growing a little. And that's when I didn't know if I wanted to share my personal life or not.
And people are going to start digging.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm scared. I don't know exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
So for the beginning of my social media stuff, I didn't show him at all. Like, I didn't say boyfriend, husband, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't talk about my mom, didn't talk about my best friends, nothing. It was just, here's a book rec, bye. Mm-hmm. Like, that was it. And then I would say like a year or so ago, I started to be more comfortable in showing little bits. Mm-hmm. And that's when I posted Giant for the first time. I think I posted like hard launch or something. Mm-hmm. And just posted pictures of us. I didn't say anything else. That was it. And then when I saw you in Hawaii, that's when I told you the guys that I've been married.
And then I posted the photo shoot.
Yeah, I did a photo shoot. And that's when I posted it about that. And I did like a
you
full
You broke Q&A. The internet.
Yeah, and I told and I told
you
everyone.
You literally did.
It. And that's when I like just fully went in and told everyone. And now I'm very open with everything on social media. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like I talk about Giant. I talk about my mental
and
health.
And it's probably fine because he's like a lawyer. Like,
yeah, and now he has a job. Like, everything's fine. He literally is very secure with his job. Mm-hmm. And they know about my social media and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They've seen it and stuff. So nobody has a problem with anything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now I can show him. But I still don't show like everything.
Yeah.
But I show a lot.
Yeah. So. Like, he's not like the center of your content or anything. Guys, go look at Larissa's Instagram right now and look at that photo shoot. It's so good.
It was like the Till Death Do Us Part, like heart, like red, mm-hmm. black vibes. Just.
It's so good.
Dark, moody, but also fun. Yeah. I loved doing that. That was so much fun. My best friend Lauren took our pictures. She takes all my pictures. Mm. So she like does all the photo shoots and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what she was doing for her. She was like, I have this perfect idea. I was like, say no more. Let's do it. Let's mm-hmm. do it right now. I think it was right when I got back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was telling you guys that I was going to do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're like, post immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you started, let's get into books. Had you been like a whole big reader your whole life or like more recently? And were you like, I want to start just talking about books like in very specific niche, or did it just end up that way?
I feel like it was a very specific niche. Like, I wanted, because mm-hmm. Larry Reads, I named it immediately, like after books. But I've been reading since I was little. My mom and my grandma would take me like to libraries and to the bookstores with them and put me in the little kid section. And I would read whatever little kid books there were. I read Harry Potter and like Divergent, Hunger Games, a long time ago. But then I stopped. I feel like around high school, I stopped reading as much because it wasn't, you know, cool and people would make fun of you. And I was already like in band. I played the clarinet. I was already like, you know
what? I played the flute.
Yes. I feel like I was already too much. I was like, let me not also add this to it. Mm-hmm. So I let go of that love for reading. And I went through all college, like not reading at all. And then I randomly, what was the book? I think it was The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue that I randomly saw on mm-hmm. some like TikTok randomly. And I was like, I'm gonna read that. That mm-hmm. looks so good. I want to get back into my reading era. So I read The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue and I read Outlander back to back. And it took me like a month to read each of those. And I would be starting to talk about books like with my mom or with people around me, and nobody cared. I was like, nobody wants to talk about books with me. What the heck? And I remember my mom was like, Larissa, you just need to find someone who cares. And I was like, perfect. I'm going to. And then I went and made a TikTok and I didn't tell anyone. It's so funny. I didn't tell my mom, Giant. I told them I was making a TikTok. Mm-hmm. Didn't tell them the name. Nothing. Because I was scared. I was like, how embarrassing. What if like they go look at it and I'm embarrassed of the content and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I started talking about books on there with like just random people. And then I built this
She's
little
She's like,
community.
I don't care about books, but you can find people that do care about books.
And then now my mom's a reader. Would you look at that? Ah! She was a reader her whole life too, but she also stopped.
Yeah.
And now she reads 24/7.
Cute.
So yeah, that's how came to be. And I started on BookTok and then I went to YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram, I just started taking a little bit more seriously now. Mm-hmm. But I post everything on there. Whereas YouTube and TikTok, I stick mostly with, you know, book stuff, but also vlogs mm-hmm. and like, you know, reading vlogs and all that stuff.
How did you go from like being like, oh, this is fun, I'm getting back into reading, and it taking you a month, to now you read a book in a day?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just like practice.
I feel like the more you read, the faster you read. Mm-hmm. But I'm a big believer in like you do not have to read as fast as the person next to you. Mm-hmm. You can be as slow or as fast as you feel comfortable with, as long as you're enjoying the story and you're having a good time. That's all that matters. Because I feel like some people, for instance, read 50 books in a month, 30 books in a month. But then some people could read 2 books in a month. And that's okay. There's no competition.
I'm the 2.
Yeah, there's no competition with reading. You're still reading The Seven Husbands of Emily. I saw it in your bag.
You're like 10
pages. I wanted to yell at you. I was like, oh God, not again.
You're like, she was reading this 4 months ago.
Literally, you've been reading that book for 6 months.
Making no progress.
None at all. I feel like once you start reading, though, that's when you just get obsessed with it. If you yes. find a genre that you love, there's a genre for everyone, whether it's like thriller, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. Mm. You'll get that genre that just hooks you.
I think that's Colleen Hoover for yeah. me, and probably so many people that are like new to reading or something. Because I always say when you're reading a Colleen Hoover book, it feels like you're like watching a movie in your head.
Yeah,
like it's so like fast moving.
It's also
like
very easy for you to get into reading with Colleen Hoover. Mm-hmm. I feel like after The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, I read It Ends With Us. Then mm-hmm. I read Ugly Love, and I went back to back Colleen, like all her books I read.
Yeah.
And it's so easy
you can
to read.
Fly through,
and
yeah.
now people make fun of you for reading that. And I'm like, well, no, if you're a new reader and you love to read that, who cares? And yeah. even if you're a veteran reader and you're still reading that, who cares again?
Yeah.
I just do not get bothered with what anybody else likes to read. Like if whatever they like to read.
I love that.
Like, what is that one quote?
They said not judgmental.
That's not the quote, reading. But
Or I just mean that's like the vibe I'm getting. Like you're not, because yeah. I'm sure some people that are like on BookTok or whatever are probably like, oh, don't read that crap, or like, you know.
Yeah, you get a lot of that.
There's and
a lot
you're of that like,
stuff. I try
that's
not
good
to,
for you. Yeah. Like, do your thing. Like, you probably if any negativity, just say like, oh, this wasn't like for me, but like you might like it.
Yeah, like on when I do my wrap ups and stuff on YouTube. So on YouTube, mm-hmm. I do like wrap ups of the month of what mm-hmm. I read, and that's when I have to say like, okay, I rated this book 2 stars. I obviously have to tell you why I didn't like it,
mm-hmm.
and I do that. But first of all, one thing is I'll never tag the author because I don't want them to see that. Mm-hmm. They don't need to see that.
Yeah.
If they want to see reviews and stuff like that, they can go and look at it for themselves. I don't have to tag them, you know? Mm-hmm. And second of all, I'm never going to say, like, don't read this. I'll be like, I didn't like it and it's not for me, but hey, maybe it's for you.
Yeah.
And if it is, that's okay. Like, there's one of my least favorite books. It's called Credence from Penelope Douglas. I don't like it, but so many of my friends absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never thought of, ew, like, why would you like that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, read whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. I don't know why you're reading it.
Mm-hmm.
You could be reading it to feel better about something. You could be reading it to feel connected to something.
Mm-hmm.
You could be reading it just to mindlessly read something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever makes you happy. Like, that's the quote that I was thinking. Don't yuck someone's yum.
Yeah.
I love that quote. I just learned it the other day.
I love that,
I'm
too.
I'm obsessed with it. Don't yuck someone's yum.
Wait, I love that. Okay, now my mind is blown because I've never really thought about that you could be reading, to me, like, you just read something because you like it and you enjoy it, but you're making me think like, oh, you could read it because it's nostalgic, or you could read it because you're learning something, or you yeah. could read it just because it's funny, or like
many huh. different like ways and reasons to read something. And that's why I try never to judge someone by what they're reading, because you mm-hmm. don't know what someone's going through, what someone's reading it for.
Yeah, like, why
they could
they
be like trying
to
connect
it?
To the character, because something that happened in the character's life also happened in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And now that may not be something that's for you, and that's mm-hmm. triggering for you and stuff. So you
yeah.
could read the trigger warnings and say, I don't want to read this. And then
yeah.
don't read it. But I'm never going to be like, oh my God, Gretchen, why are you reading that?
Yeah.
Like, that makes no sense to me. You read whatever you want, and that'll make me happy because you're happy. You
yeah.
know?
What do you feel like is the reason that you like reading a book the most?
I feel like I love romance. I'm just yeah. a huge... I've always loved romance.
Like, it's just, like, entertaining.
Ever since I was little, I'm obsessed with the idea of love
mm-hmm.
and just, like, having love. And even before Giant, I was obsessed with it. Like, hearing how someone met their husband and, like, seeing stories of proposals
mm-hmm.
and when I was little I would watch soap operas. Like,
you're such a Cancer.
Yeah.
You're such a Cancer Pisces.
Yeah,
thing.
You see,
you're just so emotional.
Yeah,
and, like,
I'm so emotional,
so caring, and so thoughtful. So love is just such like a fun idea, and
yeah.
like the goal
yeah.
and
I love just seeing people be loved the way they deserve to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the most in TV shows and in books and in movies. So
mm-hmm.
I've always been obsessed. Like, I will sit there for hours on TikTok and watch edits of like my favorite books or my favorite TV shows
mm-hmm.
and my favorite couples
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, because it just brings me such joy to like see that couple and see the love.
Yeah.
And that's why I love music too. It's the same kind of thing. I love listening to like what Taylor's been going through in her life and like
mm-hmm.
seeing her connect with her listeners that way
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So I think that's my number one thing with books, and that's why I love romance so much.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes I do get bored because I'm like, okay, I read 20 books of romance, now I need something else, and then I go for thriller. And I'm like, okay, let me read a thriller. Let me read a fantasy.
Yeah.
Let me like go into this completely different world and like read this crazy fantasy that this author somehow came up with. Mm-hmm. And that'll be really fun too. But my number one thing is romance for sure.
I was going to say, I know we did this and everyone, you should go watch if you haven't. Maybe you saw, but on my TikTok, I did like a chit chat with us, Get Ready in St. Lucia. And I'm like, what's your favorite book or your favorite authors? And you're like, oh my God, this is a little question. So I want to say like, what are some of your favorite books or favorite authors? But I know that's like a big question.
It is such a big question. It's hard to say. I feel like authors I can answer. Mm-hmm. Books, it's like hard. But authors, okay. I really love Emily Henry. Mm-hmm. I love Kennedy Ryan. You guys, if you haven't read Kennedy Ryan, you need. She's incredible. I love Lauren Asher. She's also one of my best friends. So she, everything she writes, I will read. Mm-hmm. And I met her through this book world. Again, the same kind of thing of like, you would never meet this person if it wasn't for this. Like, she would watch my videos and I would read her books.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we met. And now she's one of my best friends and like someone I go to for everything and talk to every single day. And that's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on. I know I have more. I just you wait. So Emily Henry, Kennedy Ryan, Lauren Asher. I love Rena Kent. That's like a darker author. She writes like darker romance. I love Elsie Silver. She writes small town cowboy yeehaw romances.
Love it.
What else? I love Freida McFadden for thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fun thriller one. Sid has been reading her a lot recently. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be forgetting someone and I'm going to be so upset later when I listen to this back and I'm like, you forgot so many of your favorite authors. Mariana Zapata. Oh my God. She's my number one favorite
author. All of these sound familiar to me from that TikTok. I remember you like listed all these.
I was listening. And then books wise, I can tell you favorite series.
Mm-hmm.
So like Boys of Tommen is my number one series. It's about these people in Ireland and it's like basically going to school and like living life, but it's very deep. Like it gets like their home life is not the best and stuff. So it gets very deep.
Mm-hmm.
Addicted Calloway is the same kind of vibe where you just follow these people living their lives. Mm-hmm. They like become famous for a little bit too. You watch a reality show. Mm-hmm. Picture like the Kardashians, but you reading it and seeing them like have kids and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's that. Then I love Legacy of Gods. That's a darker one. That's where this one's from. Got a Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And I love ACOTAR. I will say I'm a big ACOTAR fan now.
I see that all over Instagram and TikTok. Like that's gotten so popular.
That's probably the biggest like fantasy thing I would say. Like ACOTAR. Obviously, Fourth Wing got really big too.
Mm-hmm.
But ACOTAR.
Why do you think they're so popular?
Probably because the world is so crazy. Like not just the world and the fantasy. First of all, you have incredible female main characters, which I think is so amazing to see. I feel like people love that.
Yeah.
And also, you have amazing romance. There's also romance in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this great storyline of like they have to do something, they have to overcome something.
Mm-hmm.
This world, there's like dragons and there's different like, you know, powers and stuff like that. So I feel like you just get so immersed in that you forget about your life for a second. That's what we all want, you know, to just like read a book and forget that you're reading.
Yeah.
And just like be in the moment. So that's what happened with me with ACOTAR. I read it in January and I fully like submerged myself into that world.
You like stop reading, you're like, where am I? What time is it?
I thought of nothing else. Like I was like, this is everything I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
24/7.
Whoa.
So.
Okay, I want to read it.
Yeah, that feeling is like incredible. Like, and the books are so easy to read for fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Some fantasies, I feel like it takes a while for you to build the world up and telling us all these different words that you don't know and stuff. But with that, it was so easy to read, which I loved.
Okay, I need to read. Maybe that's why it's popular too, because it's easier for people that aren't normally reading fantasy to like get into it. Because I've seen it all over Instagram and TikTok.
Yes, it's easy for you to read. It's not like a very hard fantasy. So maybe you would like it. But I don't even know because I recommend you books all the time.
And you're like, you never forget to read them.
And you're like, not going to read them. I already know you're not going to read them.
Wait, what's the book with the girl in the green dress in my...
Seven Husbands?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and I know that's so popular and I need to finish it.
I really like her Taylor Jenkins read. Like, Seven Husbands is not my favorite by her. Daisy Jones is.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy Jones and the Six is essentially like... So she goes through like eras. So she goes through like the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And that's how she writes books. Mm-hmm. It's like different eras.
And Malibu Rising's in that too. Okay.
So it'll go back from like each year. And you'll read about this person that was very important in that year. So, like, Daisy Jones
was a band. Wait, does Seven Husbands connect to Daisy Jones?
They all kind of connect a little
bit. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Seven Husbands. So, like, the husband in Seven Husbands, one of them, Mick Riva, he's the father in Malibu Rising.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it connects in that way. So she connects all of her books a little bit.
Yep.
And then it's so cool to see the way she does it. Like, Daisy Jones, it's all interview style. The whole thing is an interview.
Whoa.
Like, there's no, like... words other than just people talking in an interview format.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially about this band that like broke up and why the band broke up. And it's all them coming together and telling the story of
why
the
band broke up.
Yeah. So it's really, and they made it into a show recently.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a show or movie? Okay, did you watch it?
Yes, and I loved it. I am, like, it's hard for me to see book to movie or show adaptations.
If it's like how you if it's how I pictured it,
yeah. But I really liked that one.
Okay.
I feel like it was so well done. The Semi Turned Pretty is so well done.
Yes.
I don't know if you watched it.
Yes.
So good.
Okay, I need to read. Like, but
that,
I watched.
That one is so good to, like, I read that book. I feel like it has a misconception of, like, you can only read it if you're in middle school. That's not the case. I read it last year.
And that's probably such a good summary.
It. I ate it up. It was so fun to see, like, Belly that. And going between these guys in the summer and their brothers. Yeah. And it's, like, dramatic, but so good. And then they did such a good job with the show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with Daisy. And soon, Seven Husbands is going to be.
Really?
Yeah, so you need to read it.
So I need to read it so before it comes out. That's going to be my, before it comes out, I need to finish it.
You know what you could also do? You could do the audiobook. Do you like
audio? Yeah, I do.
When you're driving, when you're doing, like, that's how I read so much all the time. People are like, how do you read, like, 30 books a month? I'm like, okay, 20 of those books are paperbacks or Kindle. Mm-hmm. 10 of those books are audiobooks.
Really?
And I will always tell you, audiobooks count as reading. If you don't believe that, shut up. That's not true. It is.
Do you do it when you're driving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll be driving and I'll be reading, like, listening to an audiobook.
Or, like, cleaning.
Doing chores.
Yeah.
Like, putting my books away, doing, showering, whatever.
Like, I listen to an audiobook as I organize my books.
Yes. As I organize my books. I also listen to audiobooks as I color because it's very good for my anxiety.
Oh, that sounds
And so you could always listen to something. And I feel like Seven Husbands and Daisy Jones are some of the best audiobooks.
Wait, I literally want to go sit and listen to an audiobook in color now. Yeah. That sounds so fun.
It's so much fun. It's like one of my favorite activities to do. Oh. Just like you do not think about anything because you're listening to something and doing something.
Yeah.
Your brain is so busy.
You can't doing think about anything else. Wait, I love that. And you're so right when you're like, the best part of reading is like being transformed into another world and not thinking about your own stuff. And I feel like that's why it helps so much. That's why I need to get in. I used to be in a good routine sometimes of reading before I go to bed because I get so anxious when I lay there at night because I'm just worrying. And like, you finally sit still at the end of the day and you're just thinking about your day and everything going on. And like, I can't get out of my head and like make myself relax. But I feel like reading forces you to relax because you can't think about your own self. You're thinking about whatever's happening in the book.
You're so busy thinking about these other characters and just being in the moment.
Do you feel
them.
Like reading helps your mental health?
Yes, 100%. I feel like a lot of the times I'm like sobbing over a character and it seems like it's not helping my mental health, but I swear.
I'm taking on their emotions and their stress. I feel so bad.
Literally, but it actually really helps me. I feel like I was very much, it was also like during COVID, in the beginning of COVID, I would say. So I was also very like, I don't do much already. I don't have a lot of friends around me and stuff. Like now I feel like I have more people around me, but before I definitely didn't. And I was just
in COVID, like so isolated.
Yeah, very like alone.
Probably really isolating. Got reading.
And I was like, okay, I want to read and I want people that read too so that we could talk and we could be friends and like just talk about books.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my book talk came from, is like me just wanting to talk about books with other people and wanting to share that love for reading, which is why I don't share a lot of negative reviews. Because it never started off that way. That's not what
I want. You want to be like a positive.
I just want it to be a positive place where you can go and talk about whatever book you like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, that's okay. And if you do like it, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read 5 books, that's fine. 30 books, that's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that came from. And it helped so much because it was right when I was like, you know, getting to see like my depression getting worse and stuff like that. And I didn't really know I had depression or anything like that. I know my grandma has depression, so like it runs in my family.
Yeah.
But I never realized, like, I always knew there was something about me that I'm a little like, there's something there that I get a little sad, more sad than often, and like different than other people. And I get really stressed and it's not normal stress, you know, but I never went to therapy to see that.
Yeah.
And with reading, it like helped me kind of escape that mindset. And then it also kind of helped me open up because when I started doing social media was when I started having to fly places. And flying was I was so anxious about flying. And that's originally why I started therapy, is I was like, okay, I'm going to fix this flight thing. And then it got to the depression thing and now like got to the anxiety and I got to the root of everything. And now I feel like I'm so better put together. Like I take my antidepressant every morning.
Yeah.
I'm very much like.
You're thriving.
Yeah. Like I still have
and
hard days.
You're doing so good with traveling too.
Yeah. And I'm traveling.
Like look at you go. You've had so many trips.
Yeah. So I feel like it helped. It helped everything. It like completely changed the way I was living my life in the best way. So I will forever love reading. And I will forever love doing this. Like I want to do this for the rest of my life. I would love to just be doing this. Like
wait, you actually have the definition of that phrase. It's like do, oh my gosh, I'm gonna mess it up. Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Like, you literally started because you're like, wait, this is something that's fun and like passionate that I want to like share. And like, my mom is done hearing about it. So like, I'm just gonna talk about it on TikTok. Do you feel like you grew such a community so quick by just like, did it just take off right away?
I don't know exactly what happened. Like, I would just, there's a lot of people that have different tips of like, post 5 times a day, post consistently, only post once a day, only do this.
Yeah.
I don't think any of that stuff really matters. I think you have to find what works for you and like be authentic to who you are. Yeah. I've noticed that when you try to like do things that are not
and, like, what to other what people
you
want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just see something trending and you're like, I want to do it because it's like that. No, you have to
everyone
add your own,
feel it.
Own flair to it. You have to do your own thing. So mm-hmm. when I first went into TikTok, there was no like talking videos. It was all like transitions and aesthetics and all that stuff for books.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to make an aesthetic. Like, I love watching it, mm-hmm. but I don't know how to do it. So I was like, I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to say, hey, like, here's the book I like. And I was making coffee. I was like, I'm going to make my coffee and talk about a book I like.
Yeah.
And then it started taking off. Like, as soon as I started, because of that, I immediately mm-hmm. started like doing something I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people could feel that.
And that was probably new for the book community yeah. to have someone just like chat.
Yeah, because it was so much of like different things.
Mm-hmm.
And now so many people like do whatever they like. Like, you have aesthetics, you have talking videos, you have transitions, you have negative reviews, you have positive reviews, mm-hmm. you have everything, which I think is so great. Like, you bring your own thing to it. That's why when people are like, oh, I don't know if I should start a book talk or a booktube because I don't know if like people are going to follow. And I'm like, they will. Like, mm-hmm. you will add your own thing to it. You will find something that you like. You have to say something. Mm-hmm. You have something to say is what I meant. You have to say something. You have something to say.
Yes.
And it'll be different than whatever somebody else said. Mm-hmm. Even if we're all reading the same books, you can make different content.
Wait, that's funny because that literally reminds me so much of when I had Sydney on my podcast a while ago. I remember her advice for social media was like, everyone has their own unique voice. And to just like stick with that instead of trying to be like someone else that you follow on TikTok
exactly.
or whatever.
Or compare yourself mm-hmm. because that's never going to work. It's never going to do. Like, I can't look at you and be like, I want to do what Gretchen does because mm-hmm. I'm not Gretchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have like that same personality and the same lifestyle or anything.
You are so like brave almost, maybe is that word? I don't know, that you are just like, I'm just going to jump on TikTok like cold turkey from scratch, like
yeah,
without doing social media. And you're like, I'm just going to chat about books.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to talk about books. You know what's really funny? A long time ago, I want to say it was like like 6 years ago, me and my best friend were doing like reactions on YouTube. We mm-hmm. were like, oh my God, let's listen to music and let's like react to it. And we would do like Taylor Swift, Eminem, Lana Del Rey. We did Lana, a lot of Lana.
Oh my gosh.
And like just talk about music. And that was my experience with social media. It mm-hmm. never like took off so much. But then we kept getting copyrighted because mm-hmm. music, and you couldn't talk about anything because it was like you couldn't pause the music
because mm-hmm.
then people would get annoyed. And then if you don't pause, you get copyrighted. So yeah. I was done. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like
yeah.
this is so stressful. And YouTube fully deleted everything. They were like, too
music everywhere. Yeah.
yeah. And that's my only experience. And after that, I never thought I was going to do it again. Never mm-hmm. thought I was going to try again. Nothing. And then, yeah, TikTok. I just was like, I'm going to post about books. But I never thought I was going to make it into a career.
Yeah.
I was serving at the time. Like, I was a server for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously COVID, I stopped for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But that was where I was making my money. And mm-hmm. so TikTok was just for fun on the side. Was like me talking about books. And then that took off.
Yeah.
And I started like, now it's my full-time job.
You have the sweetest community.
I know. I love every single person there. Like, they literally just feel like my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like I'm talking to my best friends all the time. In the comments, and like, they understand me. They mm-hmm. understand me on like mental health. They understand me on the books I'm reading. They understand my love for Taylor. Like, they understand every single thing. It feels like a bunch of different versions of me.
Yep.
And that's all of us. We're mm-hmm. just like all loving the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love it. Like, I have zero complaints about it at all. Like, even if sometimes you get a little hate comment or whatever, I'm like, it's so worth it.
Yeah. It's funny because we all talk about, like, all us influencers here, for those listening, we'll talk about, like, oh, this and that on social media, or, like, negativity or comments or whatever. And you're probably sitting there like, I never really get negativity. You're like, well, my people love me. Can't relate.
I'm always like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that sucks for you.
I've definitely seen it, especially on BookTok. I feel like BookTok sometimes can get very negative.
Or if your TikTok probably goes astray yeah. to a different audience that are like,
oh my God.
Is like, who are you? You
when it reaches,
see the comments getting weird.
When it reaches men,
yeah,
I want to die. Like, when my TikTok like,
it's not for you.
Gets
it's for
too
the girls.
Much, it reaches men. I'm like, no, this is for the girls and girls only.
Yes.
Stop it.
At the beginning of every TikTok, you start saying, this is for the girls if you're a guy, keep scrolling.
Yes, literally. This is for the girls, for the gays, and my non-binary friends. That's literally it. Like, we are not doing men over here. And then they come and they, like, ruin everything. And they will literally just comment mean things and talk about your cleavage and talk about your clothes. I'm like, no, this is not what it is. No. But that's, like, the extent of what I've dealt with. I don't think I've dealt with, like, too much hate. I don't think. Let me not jinx it. Let me not go with it. But I have seen it because, like I said, TikTok, it does get some bad hate sometimes. Yeah. And, like, there's drama in the community.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm like, I'm not involving myself in that. No,
I feel like that's so not you. I know TikTok comments are so different than, like, Instagram and YouTube. They, like, can go astray. But you know what this is making me think of, too? For those listening, I was saying to Larissa yesterday how she, if you guys know her, you know, she makes everyone around her feel so, like, comfortable and just, like, anyone that talks to you is, like, immediately, I feel like, just at ease and, like, themselves, and they can chat, and because you just put people, like, at ease and they just feel comfortable with you. I'm now thinking about how, because it's so you in real life with people, but how on social media, that's probably why your people love you so much and your community's, like, so tight-knit and they get you and they, like, know all the little things about you and just you, and I feel like your brand and what you enjoy, and, like, they know you love Lana and they know you love Taylor and they know, like, the series that you love, and they're probably... you have the same effect on them as you do with people in person. They're immediately, like, comfortable and at ease with you because they can feel your presence, like, through the phone. You know?
I love that. I feel literally the same way about you. That's why we connected so much immediately. We just, like, I feel like we have the same personality in the sense of, like, positivity, but also just, like, wanting to know everything and, like, tell me everything. Yeah. I care so much about you immediately. I want to know everything about you.
Yes. Yeah, we are that way with everyone.
I know.
Billion, tell me everything.
Tell me literally every single thing about you. Like, tell me about your childhood.
Yeah.
Are you close with your parents?
Yes. Tell me. We're like, okay, what are you scared of? How are your feelings on this?
Yeah, that's literally why we got so close so fast, because of that. Oh, I love that. That's so sweet. Yeah. I love the community so much. Like, I would not trade it for that's my favorite part of doing social media, is just having that community. Like, I don't care about numbers. I don't care how many people it is or anything about that. Obviously, it's my livelihood, so obviously I need to make money somehow. But what I care about is, like, if the one person watching is feeling connected, is having a good time, if, like, you're having a bad day, maybe you're watching a random video and it's making you happy and, like, you connect with somebody, that's what I want. That's my favorite part.
I love that. Okay, we should have said this in, like, the very beginning, but tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh my
on
God.
Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube.
Yes, that's so sweet.
You did say Larry Reads.
So, but Larry Reads on YouTube and TikTok. That's where I post, like, a lot of, like, vlogs, reading vlogs, talking, books, music, like, every single thing I love, you'll find on there. And then Instagram is Larissa Camposano. Don't know if you're going to be able to spell that. You're going to have to try your hardest.
If you type in Larissa Nassi, it'll come up.
Yeah, Larissa, one R, two S's. That's me. And that's where I post just, like, random pictures and stuff of everything we're doing. And I've started being really good with stories. I feel like you've inspired me with your stories. Like, you're always updating people on stories. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I need to update people. Like,
I know. Even if it's a day late, I'm like, okay, here's Coachella. Yeah. Here's the fit.
So I love doing that now. Yeah. I love, like, updating everyone and telling them stuff. So that's where you can find me everywhere. Those are all the things I have. I don't have a podcast or anything yet. Maybe I'll make one.
Oh my gosh, maybe. Wait, that would be so cool. You could chat about books.
Okay, everybody says that, but at the same time, I'm like, what would I talk about for that long? Because I already talk about it on YouTube and TikTok. I'm like, what am I going to do for an hour?
No, that's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, I shared about this on, or, like, I live this moment on YouTube. Then I shared about it on Instagram. Then maybe I made a TikTok about it. So now am I also going to recap my podcast? Like, how many times are you, like, I need to, like, split up the content.
You have to make different jokes in different areas.
Yes.
Like, just say different things.
Like, I'm going to save this day for this. I'm going to save this content for that.
It gets to become a mess. So I don't know. But it would be very cool. Like, this is my first experience with it.
Yeah. Isn't it fun?
It's so fun.
You just
But I feel like
forever.
Because I'm talking with you, it's so fun. I'm trying to think if I was talking by myself.
On your own, you're like, okay, here we go. Like, I always go off the rails. I like, think of something random, and then I'll, like, talk about that. I'm like, wait, what was I saying?
What was the story that I was talking about? I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
Or I would be so annoyed of my own voice. I would be like, I cannot speak anymore. Yeah. I'm done.
And you talk about losing your voice. Talking for an hour by yourself, you're like,
oh. Let me actually, my podcast will just be me reading a book to you.
I'll just read that would be cute.
Please, it's an audiobook. Larry.
That would be so cute.
Larry reads for real. Like,
Larry really is reading, and you're going to listen. You're like, next up.
And next time, we're going to see what happens to this character. Leave you on a cliffhanger.
Wait, that would be fun.
That's so funny.
Would that be like copyrighted?
Probably, like, Gretchen.
I'm just going to make money off of your book because I'm going to read it. I'm just going to steal your content.
I'm literally not going to add anything to it.
That's funny. I'm like, that is so good to like read a book to an audience. Like, what a great idea. You're like literally an audiobook.
Invents audiobooks. It exists. Wow. Audiobooks sound like such a good idea.
What an amazing idea. Oh my gosh. Okay. This has been so much fun. Do you feel like there's anything else that we haven't covered that we need to chat about?
I feel like we covered personal life. We've covered Giant. We've covered books. We've covered social media.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like we've covered everything.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have anything, like any fun plans coming up or what's coming next on social media or books or anything exciting?
So I do have fun stuff. I just did a book box where like I designed special edition covers mm-hmm. for my favorite books. And that was something that I didn't realize I was going to love so much. I definitely thought mm-hmm. it was going to be stressful mm-hmm. because imagine taking a book like from scratch. And being like, what do I want the cover to look like? Mm-hmm. You have nothing. You're just like, I have to flow ideas and see what happens. And it's been a year that I was doing that. And that box just like stopped selling now. Like we just finished the sale for that. Mm-hmm. And it did so well. And people mm-hmm. really loved it. And it made me so happy that now I'm continuing doing that. So I'm finishing the series that I started. Bye. So like I did Boys of Tommen, like first two books. Now I'm going to do the other books. And I'm going to finish that. And then I'll probably keep doing some special editions possibly in the future because I really
That's
liked that.
So fun.
That was like so much fun to do. And then I am still probably going to do some more book conventions this year. I don't really know which ones. I think I want to do Wild and Windy in Chicago. They have like a book convention there. Mm-hmm. And it's right next to me. So I was like, maybe I'll do that. That'll be like a travel thing that I do.
You feel like that's where you meet the yeah. most of your
yes,
community.
It's the best. That's why I like going. Fine. Is because I'm like, I want to meet you guys and I want to see you and I want to say hi and whatever mm-hmm. and spend time. And I'm not the kind of person that like also will meet you and say hi and bye. I'm like, let's talk for 30 minutes.
Yes.
I'm like, let's sit and chat.
Like the convention's ending. You're like, wait, but tell me more.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, but can I have your number? I'm like, let me tell you everything.
Like, fill me in.
Like I met this girly at Coachella the day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she walked up to me and she was like, I bought your book box. And I was so excited to see her. And I hadn't met her in Vegas the year mm-hmm. before. And I showed her the new special editions. I'm like, let me show you, like, this sneak peek. Let me show you. I start showing her random stuff yeah. on my phone. I'm
like, I gotta go.
Yeah, she's like,
wait, there's more.
She's like, I'm busy. I'm like, girl, no, I need to show you more.
No, now we're hanging out.
We're friends. What are you doing? So I feel like I think that's all that I don't really have any other plans, like any other trips that I know of so far. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if things will get thrown.
You never know.
I might just
with
go.
Us.
And yeah, I was going to say I might just
There's
go.
There's going to be a trip like next week.
I know. And I'm going to be like, okay, here I go. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah, let's manifest. Where do we want to go to next?
Okay, I've never been to anywhere out of the country. Like besides, obviously I was born in Brazil. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, I was born in Brazil. And I came here when I was like 12, 13, I think. Mm-hmm. I always get the age wrong. And my mom's always like, Larissa, you were not that age. So I don't remember what age it is. Yeah. But I was young. And after that, I've never been out of the country. I've just been, I mean, St. Lucia counts, right?
Yeah.
But besides St. Lucia, I feel like I've never been to anywhere in Europe. I've never been to anywhere like, yes, yeah, so I feel like that's like a manifestation thing.
Yeah.
Like going to Europe, doing like a trip like that. Going to Brazil again would be like so a dream fun. I haven't been. So it would be the best thing, probably like manifesting that too.
Oh my gosh.
So if you guys are listening and you guys want to manifest with us, we're gonna do
amazing. We're manifesting. Yeah. Wait, I would love to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then I can have my pão de queijo.
Pão de queijo, Gretchen.
My pão de queijo.
Yeah, your pão de queijo, which you love. You can have that. It'll be amazing. And the food there, like.
That means the cheesy amazing. Bread, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You love the cheesy bread. And I feel like the food there is even better than obviously here. Like mm-hmm. here, the Brazilian food is great. Don't get yeah. me wrong.
Not the same.
Not the same. When yeah. you get there, you would, oh my God, you would die. You'd be in heaven.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're manifesting Brazil.
We're manifesting Brazil, you guys.
Let's go.
We're going. How long have we been talking for?
An hour.
Oh my God.
Over an hour. I knew it would go by so quick.
That was so fast. You guys, I had so much fun.
Thank
you
so much. That was so much fun. Thanks for joining us.
That was so fun.
And don't forget, you can find her on TikTok, Larry Reads, and Instagram, Larissa Camposano. And then is your YouTube Larry Reads?
Yes.
You said that? Okay.
In YouTube Larry Reads.
Okay, perfect.
It should be easy for you to find.
We'll see you there.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.